لئن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nafsiya Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, Between the Past and the Present. As we walk through the echoes of the past, we see the light, the glory, and the divine strength that once flowed through the hearts of the Islamic Ummah. A strength born from faith, unity, and purpose. Yet standing in the silence of the present, a question stirs within the soul. What has dimmed that light? What has veiled the hearts that once led this Ummah with wisdom and devotion? What have we lost that left us wandering in the shadows, longing for the spirit that once lifted us so high? Journeying back through time, wandering among the story of remarkable leaders who lifted the Ummah to its glory. Their names remain like sacred fingerprints in the heart, a mark of faith, strength, and eternal inspiration. Among the shining figures in the journey of the Islamic Ummah stands Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih. At the age of 21, he fulfilled the prophecy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, by conquering Constantinople. Constantinople was not an ordinary city. Its massive walls had stood unbroken for nearly 1,000 years. Empires had tried and failed to capture it. However, Muhammad al-Fatih looked at those walls with the eyes of faith. His greatness wasn't only in victory, it was in vision. He was beyond description, yet the words of those who spoke about him reflect the greatness that lived within his soul. Faith was his map, and patience was his weapon. He conquered not only a city, but the hearts of his people. While others saw walls, he saw a door that faith could open. He was young in age, but great in spirit, a soul that carried the dream of the Ummah and turned prophecy into reality. We must remember another noble leader of this Ummah, a man whose strength and faith left a mark, Sultan Abdul Hamid II. At a time when colonial powers were aggressively dividing Muslim lands, Abdul Hamid II sought to revive unity among Muslims across the world. He strengthened ties with Muslim communities far beyond Ottoman borders, from India to North Africa, reminding them that they shared a spiritual bond stronger than any political division. Under his caliphate, once again became a symbol of identity, pride, and resistance against colonial oppression. Sultan Abdul Hamid II is remembered for his unwavering stance regarding Palestine. When he was offered 150 million sterling in gold to sell Palestine, he emotionally replied, "I cannot sell 1 foot of the land, for it does not belong to me, it belongs to the Ummah." He was a leader who loved this Ummah, protected its lands, defended its honor, and worked tirelessly for its future. Both leaders carried the same flame, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, justice for all, and love for the Ummah. The rise wasn't built on wealth or numbers, but on sincerity and obedience to the one who grants victory. Looking at the state of our Ummah today, our eyes fill with tears. We remember the greatness we once lived, the honor that wrapped this Ummah from east to west, when Muslims stood as one body, one heart, united against oppression. The glory we once had, the strength we had carried, a light we shared with the world. We then ask ourselves, what happened to this Ummah in the absence of true leaders? What happens when courage faded and those who call themselves leaders stood silent while the cries of the oppressed filled the earth? We look around and see Muslims suffering in every corner of the world, their homes destroyed, their futures stolen, their voices trembling, yet no leader rises, no protector stands, no strength responds. Their pain echoes in the empty halls of power, unanswered and unheard. How can we forget the story of Al-Mu'tasim? When a single woman cried, "O Mu'tasim, where are you?" Her voice reached the heart of a leader whose sense of honor shook the world. Due to her cry, he moved armies for her dignity. He opened the nation. This story falls upon our hearts like a sharp blade, reminding us of the giants who once broke this Ummah. Leaders whose heart burned with justice, faith, and courage. And today hundreds of thousands of Muslims cry out. Not one voice, but countless voices. Not one tear, but oceans of tears. They call for help, they bleed for mercy. They wait for someone to rise, but their screams dissolve into silence. No leader answers, no Mu'tasim appears. This pain is not just a memory, it's a wound in the heart of the Ummah. Yet, with every tear we shed, we pray to the one who never abandons his servants. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores this Ummah with leaders of truth, courage, and sincerity. Leaders who will rescue the oppressed, protect the weak, and revive the glory that once made this Ummah a beacon for the world. May this beacon rise sooner than we may imagine.